Soundings presents an unabridged recording of The Jacobite's Plight, written by Morag Edwards and read by Charlotte Strevens. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. Foreword. The Herbert family suffered decades of persecution for their Catholic faith and Jacobite sympathies. William, the second Marquess of Powys, 1665 to 1745, was not a loyal Jacobite, but helped his beloved sister, Winifred Maxwell, 1672 to 1749, escape to France in 1716. Winifred had committed treason against George I through rescuing her husband from the Tower of London on the eve of his execution. Mary Herbert, 1686 to 1775, William's daughter, lived in Regency Paris with a widowed aunt, and was one of the earliest known female entrepreneurs and a professional gambler. These three members of the Herbert family share one ambition: to have enough money, whatever enough means for each of them. This family lived real, well-documented lives. While the most important events happened as I describe, some names, details, and dates have been altered to suit my purpose as the author. Their personalities, motives, desires, and conversations are entirely fictional, and bear no resemblance to how they may have actually thought, acted, or spoken. Morag Edwards, October 2023. Chapter 1. 1716. William Herbert paused to watch a little girl standing alone on the other side of the street. A pretty little thing, despite the torn, adult coat and oversized boots. She reminded him of his own eldest daughter as a child, his beloved Mary. But he felt sure she was lost, or disoriented, or both. The girl looked about 3 years old, but these abandoned children were always small. And then a heavy cart thundered past, too fast for a narrow street of trading shops and hawkers, driven by cocksure apprentice boys who should have known better. He stared at the space where the child had been, a gap immediately filled by a woman selling asparagus, bellowing to passers-by. William glanced from left to right, and with foreboding, saw a pile of rags, a few steps from where the child had stood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?